Pectoralis major. Origin, clavicle, sternum, upper ribs. Insertion, humerus. Action, adduction, flexion and medial, internal, rotation of shoulder. Makes up the anterior fold of the axilla. Trapezius. Origin, occiput, thoracic vertebra. Insertion, clavicle, scapula. Action, stabilizes scapula, elevates scapula and clavicle. Commonly injured in whiplash injuries. Serratus anterior. Origin, ribs. Insertion, scapula, vertebral border, serrated, that's how the name originates. Action, abducts scapula, stabilizes scapula. Keeps the scapula pressed against the ribcage. Known as the boxer's muscle or fencer's muscle. Plainly seen on well-developed individuals. Weakness leads to winged scapula, which is caused by damage to the nerve to this muscle or just weak muscles. Latissimus dorsi. Origin, spinous processes of lower thoracic vertebra. Insertion, humerus. Action, extends, adducts and medially rotates shoulder. A large, flat, superficial muscle that extends over lower posterior thoracic and lumbar regions. Makes up the posterior fold of the axilla. Weakness results in forward displacement of the shoulders. Deltoid. Origin, clavicle and scapula. Insertion, humerus. Action, major action, abduction of the shoulder, anterior fibers flexes and medially rotates shoulder, medial fibers abducts shoulder, posterior fibers extends and laterally rotates shoulder. Forms the roundness of the shoulder. Biceps brachii, two heads of origin. Origin, scapula. Insertion, radius and ulna. Action, flexes elbow, supinates wrist. Brachioradialis. Origin, distal humerus, on the thumb side. Insertion, distal radius. Action, flexes elbow. Triceps, three heads of origin. Origin, scapula and humerus. Insertion, ulna, posterior aspect. Action, extends elbow. Rotator cuff muscles, subscapularis, infraspinatus, teres minor, supraspinatus. These muscles act as a group to give the glenohumeral, shoulder, joint strength and stability. They join the scapula to the humerus. Their tendons are arranged to form a nearly complete circle around the joint, an arrangement referred to as the rotator cuff. Very commonly injured. Action, major action, stabilizes joint. Forearm muscles act mainly at the wrist and digits. At the upper part of the forearm, the muscles form fleshy masses below the medial and lateral epicondyles of the humerus, but the mass rapidly tapers off toward the wrist, where the bellies are replaced by long, strong tendons that continue into the hand. This reduction in bulk obtained by the transformation of the muscles into tendons allows a greater number of muscles to have access to the hand than would otherwise be possible. Anterior forearm muscles act as flexors of the wrist, hand and fingers. Origin, medial epicondyle of humerus. Insertion, carpals, metacarpals and phalanges. Action, flexes wrist, hand and fingers. Flexor retinaculum, strong, thick, fibrous band of deep fascia which crosses the anterior aspect of the wrist and converts its anterior concavity into a tunnel called the carpal tunnel. Through this tunnel pass the flexor tendons of the fingers and wrist as well as nerves and blood vessels. Posterior forearm muscles act as extensors of the wrist and fingers. Origin, lateral epicondyle of humerus. Insertion, metacarpals and phalanges. Action, all extend wrist and fingers. Extensor retinaculum, strong, fibrous band of deep fascia extending across the posterior aspect of the wrist. It converts the posterior surface of the distal ends of the radius and ulna into tunnels for passage of the tendons of the digits and wrist. It also prevents the bowstringing of these tendons when the wrist is hyperextended. Anterior hip muscles. Psoas major. Origin, lumbar vertebrae. Insertion, femur. Action, flexes femur at hip. The fibers of another muscle called the iliacus merges with the psoas major to form the iliopsoas. Anterior thigh muscles. Sartorius, Latin, sartor equals tailor, called the tailor's muscle, because it allows us to sit cross-legged. The longest muscle in body, it crosses both the hip and knee joints, two joints. Origin, ilium. Insertion, tibia. Action, flexes both hip and knee joint and abducts it, laterally rotates thigh. Quadriceps femoris, consists of four muscles, rectus femoris, vastus lateralis, vastus medius, vastus intermedius. Origin, ilium and femur. Insertion, common tendon of insertion at base of patella. Action, extends knee joint, stabilizes knee, flexes femur at hip, rectus femoris. Posterior hip muscles. Gluteus maximus buttocks, largest muscle by weight. Origin, ilium, sacrum and coccyx, sacroiliac articulation. Insertion, femur. Action, extends and laterally rotates hip. Posterior thigh muscles, semitendinosus, biceps femoris, simimum umbranosus. These three muscles are known as the hamstrings, because smoked ham was hung by the tendons of these muscles. Origin, ischial tuberosity. Insertion, tibia and fibula. Action, flexion of the knee. Anterior leg muscles, tibialis anterior, extension digitorum longus, peroneus tertius, extension hallucus longus. The four anterior leg muscles all contribute to dorsiflexion of the foot and toes, and depending on their point of insertion, will also invert or revert the foot. Paralysis or weakness of these muscles can lead to a condition known as foot drop. The foot falls into plantar flexion. Shin splints, swelling of the anterior leg muscles, one of the most common overuse syndromes, is usually seen in an unconditioned individual who runs on a hard surface. Posterior leg muscles, gastrocnemius and soleus. These two muscles form a muscular mass commonly called the calf. Their tendons fuse to form the prominent calcaneal tendon, aka the Achilles tendon, which is inserted into the tuberosity of the calcaneus. Both muscles serve to plantar flex the foot. Gastrocnemius, stomach of the leg. Most superficial of the two muscles. Has two heads of origin. Origin, lateral and medial epicondyle of femur. Insertion, calcaneus. Action, plantar flexion. Muscles of the abdominal wall, extension and interobliques, transverse abdominis, rectus abdominis. The actions of these muscles are basically to either flex the vertebral column or to increase abdominal pressure by compressing the abdomen. Except for the rectus abdominis, the tendons are in the form of an aponeurosis. Rectus abdominis. Origin, pubic crest. Insertion, xiphoid process and costal cartilages 5, 2, 7. Action, flex the trunk of the body. The linea alba, white line, a tough, fibrous band that extends from the xiphoid process to the pubic symphysis, courses through the rectus abdominis muscle and provides attachment of the aponeurosis of the interior and exterior obliques and the transverse abdominis muscles. Lecture note, this line turns black during pregnancy. The inguinal ligament is a palpable ligament that runs from the anterior superior iliac spine to the pubic tubercle. It demarcates the body wall and the thigh. This ligament is the side of attachment for the internal oblique and transverse abdominis muscles. Muscles that move the head, sternocleidomastoid, splenius capitis, semispinalis, longissimus capitis. These muscles extend the head and rotate it. Sternocleidomastoid, origin, manubrium and superomedial clavicle. Insertion, mastoid process. Action, singly, inferior pull on skull rotating face to contralateral side both, flexes cervicals. Epicranius. This muscle has an anterior and a posterior portion united by an aponeurosis that covers the superior and lateral walls of the skull. Frontalis. Anterior portion of epicranius. Action. Raises eyebrows. Wrinkles skin of forehead. Occipitalis. Posterior portion of epicranius. Action. Draws scalp backward. Orbicularis oculi. Action. Closes eyelid. Pulls eyebrow inferiorly. Lecture note. Around the eye. Orbicularis oris comma action. Closes mouth and purses lips. Levator labii superioris. Action. Elevates upper lip and wing of nose. Depressor labii inferioris. Action. Draws lower lip inferiorly. Risorius. Action. Draws angle of mouth laterally. Muscles of mastication. Temporalis. Masseter. Medial pterygoid. Lateral pterygoid. Temporalis. Origin. Temporal bone. Insertion. Mandible. Action. Elevates mandible. Masseter. Origin. Zygomatic arch and maxilla. Insertion. Mandible. Action. Elevates mandible. Collectively, these are very powerful muscles. The action of opening the mouth is provided by the lateral pterygoid.